Art Ford here is your host for Monitor's Salute to the Big Bands. And in this half hour, we'll be hearing novelty songs like this one.
There's the notes.
And dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Yes, mazy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mares eat oats and does eat oats and little. Dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?
There's the dotes, one of the big novelty hits of the dance band days. Just about every orchestra had a few of these novelties in their library, and they were generally sung by one of the musicians, although some bands hired singers especially to perform these silly compositions. Now, in the dictionary, novelty is defined as meaning something new or innovative. But in popular music, it usually means outrageous puns or nonsense or jokes set to music. It can even apply to a free translation of words from a foreign language, as it did with this Freddie Martin number.
In a town in Sweden by a stream so clear and cool, some boys were setting fishing when they should have been in school. They couldn't read or write a word, but happiness they found in a little song they heard. Here's how it would sound.
Hats a cross and on a rail raw and a brawl a suet. Hats a cross and on a rail raw and a brawl a suet. Hats up, Rawlson, on a railer, and a brawl a suet. Hats up, Rawlson, on a railer, and a suet.
Now the Rawlson is a Swedish town, the railer is a stream. The brawler is a boy and girl, that's up is their dream.
Hats up, Rawlson, on a railer, and a brawl a suet. Hats up, Rawlson, on a railer, and a suet.
The Swedish town, the railroad is a stream. The brawler is a boy and girl, that's up is their dream.
Hats up, Rawlson, on the railroad, and a brawler, suey. Hats up, Rawlson, on the railroad, and a brawler, suey. Hats up, Rawlson, on the railroad, and a brawler, suey. Hats up, Rawlson, on the railroad, and a brawler, suey.
The Huckset song. How about that? A language lesson that people used to dance to. Novelty songs were also drawn from bedtime stories and nursery rhymes. Kay Kaiser and his orchestra got into the act with this one.
Three little fishes in a itty-bitty pool. Jenny, is
Baskerville, and Boopy Dooky Doo,
Babbitt.
Down in the meadow in the itty bitty poo swim three little fishes and the mama fishes too. Swim, said the mama fishes, swim if you can. And they swim, swim, swim right over the dam.
Down in the muddy itty bitty poo swim three little fishes and mama fishes too. Swim, said the mama fishes, swim if you can. And you swim right over the dam.
Poo poo did 'em, got 'em, what 'em, chew. Poo poo did 'em, got 'em, what 'em, chew. Did him, dot him, went him, chew. And he swam all over the dam.
Stop, said the mommy fishy, or you'll get lost. But the three little fishes didn't want to be boss. So the three little fishes went out on a spree. And they swam, swam, swam right out to the sea.
Stop, said the mama fishy, you get washed. But the three little fishes didn't want to be washed. The three little fishy went up on a spree. He swam and he swam right out to the sea.
Poop, poop, riddle, diddle, dazzle, bup. Riddle, diddle, dazzle, bup. Poop, poop, riddle, diddle, dazzle, bup. And he swam out to the sea.
We yell the fishies, oh, here's a lot of fun. Swim in the sea till the day is done. So they swam, it was all a lark. Till all of a sudden they met the shark.
We yell the little fishies, what a fun.
Swim
in the sea till the day is done.
And he
swam and
he swam and he was a shark. Till all of a sudden he saw a shark. Poop-poop skiddly-did. Poop-poop skiddly-did. Poop-poop skiddly-did. Till all of a sudden he saw a shark.
Help, cried the fishies, oh look at the whales. Quick as they could they turned on their tails. Back to the pool in the meadow they swam and swam and swam back over the dam.
Why the little fishes look at the whales. Quick as he could, they turned on their tails. Back to the pool in the muddy sand. And he swam and he swam to the dam all day.
Poo, 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 poodle racky-sacky. Poo, 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 poodle racky-sacky. Poo, poo, poo. And they swam back over the dam.
Oh, that shark almost ate us for seafood, Mama.
Kay Kaiser's Three Little Fishes from a Slightly More Innocent Age. Next, another category of novelty material, a description of how a trumpet is played. Here it is, sung by Edith Wright, backed up by Tommy Dorsey and the Clambake Seven.
Play something for me.
Oh, I don't know how to play nothing.
Well, I'll show you now. Oh, you blow through here, the music goes down and around. Whoa, ho, 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 and it comes out here. Now push the first valve down, the music goes down and around. Whoa, ho, 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 and it comes out here. Now push the middle valve down, hear that music go down and around. Below, below, dee-dee-ho, ho, ho, listen to the jazz come out. Push that other valve down, hear the music go down and around. Whoa, ho, 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 when it comes out here. Hey, Tommy, what's he got there?
Well, that's a clarinet, Edith.
What's he doing with it?
He's trying to show you how the music goes around and around.
Oh, he can't show me how the music goes around and around on a straight instrument.
Ouch. Kick it, Sid. Kick it.
Boy, he can kick it for my money.
Grandma.
touch of that salt, Don.
Boy, that sliding is not kicking up.
And now we're going to put on a customer's chorus, and we want you all to join in lightly on this last refrain.
Oh, I blow through here, the music goes round and around. Whoa, 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 whoa. And it comes up here. Now you push the first valve down, the music goes down and around. Whoa, 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 whoa. And it comes up here. Now push that middle valve down, hear the music go down and around. Below, below, below. Whoa, 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 whoa. Listen to the jazz from out. Push that other valve down. All the music goes round and around. Whoa, 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 whoa. And it comes up here.
The music goes round and round, Tommy Dorsey's Clam Bake 7, and what a hit that was. Vocal by Edith Wright. Sometimes the thing that gave a novelty song its impact wasn't so much the material itself as the way it was delivered. And we'll hear an example of that in just a few moments, so stay tuned, good friends, right here on the Monitor Beacon. From Monitor, swinging along with our big band show and devoting ourselves in this half hour to some of those trivial bits of nonsense known as novelty songs. It's a little hard to realize today that some of these novelties were such popular hits that a single recording of one of them could catapult a band and its leader to stardom overnight. Now that's exactly what happened with this number that put Orrin Tucker and a singer named Wee Bonnie Baker on the map.
Handsome, it's true, but when I look at you, I just don't.
Johnny, oh, Johnny, uh-oh.
Bonnie Baker with Orrin Tucker's orchestra, and oh my, what a memory. Another novelty that has that special significance for us here on Monitor is one from the late 30s by Ted Weems and his orchestra. And after we hear it, I'll tell you a little bit more about the man who sings it.
No? Well, you missed a dream, 'cause melody's sweet are the kind that couldn't be beat. Did you ever hear Pete go tweet, tweet, tweet on his piccolo? No? Well, you missed a lot, 'cause certainly has got a style that's hotter than hot. He can pick a high note. He can pick a low note. He can pick a blue note. He can pick a note that's a brand new note. Did you ever hear Pete go tweet, tweet, tweet on his piccolo? No? Well, I'll put you wise. He's a bird in disguise, a bird called Piccolo Pete.
Did you ever hear Pete go tweet, tweet, tweet on his piccolo? No. Did you ever hear Pete go tweet, tweet, tweet on his piccolo? No. He can pick a high note, he can pick a low note, he can pick a blue note, he can pick a note that's a brand new note. Did you ever hear Pete go tweet, tweet, tweet on his piccolo? No. Have you ever heard Blank when he spanks a boogie woogie on the piano? No. Hear Downs when he pounds a weird sound on his big tom-tom? No. Rosie picks a high note. Country picks a low note. Joe picks a blue note. Pete picks a note that's a brand new note.
Have you ever heard Tanner when he whistles in a manner that is quite unique? No. But the can't beat Piccolo Pete.
Piccolo Pete, Ted Weems and his orchestra, and the singer was Parker Gibbs, who played saxophone for Weems and later was a producer here at Monitor for many years until his recent retirement. Oh, there was another pretty good singer with that band, too, a young fellow by the name of Perry Como. Next, the zaniest band leader of all time. Talk about novelties. Spike Jones, who seldom did anything but novelties, had this one as his big one.
what delight to be given the right to be carefree and gay once again. No longer slinking, respectively drinking like civilized ladies and men.
No longer need we miss a charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue. With someone sharing a delight, chat, this and that, and cocktails for two, as we enjoy a cigarette, to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette, with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient, with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began with cocktails for two. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails.
Cocktails for Two, a typical Spike Jones arrangement scored for pistols, horsewhips, and auto horns. The ironical thing about novelty songs was that some of them had pretty good melodies, but hardly anybody noticed because the emphasis was on the silly words. That's the way it was with this tune, which we heard earlier. Tony Dorsey's music goes round and round. We invite you to stay tuned now for the hourly news and for another hour of those swinging big bands. Incidentally, if you're enjoying this salute to the big bands past and present and you'd like to hear others like it, why don't you drop me a line and say so? Write to Art Ford, NBC Monitor, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, 120. That's NBC Monitor, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, 120. This is Art Ford.
Complaints have been received about advertising of carpeting at a very low price, followed by an attempt to switch the customer to higher-priced merchandise. Complaints have also been received about poor installation. Now, you'll probably sign a contract for wall-to-wall carpeting. Well, study it closely. Don't let anyone rush you. Your contract should include the manufacturer's name or trademark, style, number, pattern, or trade name of carpet, color, fiber content, installation charge, description of padding, size or total number of square yards, and price per square yard. The full cash price, less your deposit, should also be stated. And if you buy it on installment, the carrying charges must be shown. Buy from a reputable dealer someone who values having you as a customer and who hopes to keep you satisfied. This is a consumer tip from your Better Business Bureau.
This is WNBC-FM 97.1 in New York.